Correspondence 12. Why would God care about us little humans? January 14, 1990. Dear Greg, it was good to talk to you last week on the phone. Thanks again for the touching card and flowers to Jeannie and myself. Hope Alicia is over her flu bug and that the rest of you are surviving your ungodly January weather up there. When are you guys going to finally wise up and move somewhere where you don't have to wear 17 layers of clothes half the year? Well, as I told you over the phone, your stuff on prayer made some sense to me. But like I said, I would think it would help whatever purpose the Almighty has for prayer if He'd at least occasionally show us that He hears us at all, that prayer has some positive effect on things. I can appreciate He's not wanting to be a cosmic vending machine, but I think He's erring in the opposite direction. Tell Him my gripe next time you talk to Him. In any event, I have trouble with the whole idea of talking to God as long as I'm nagged with the idea that we aren't central or even important to anything He's doing. I grant that the almighty force behind the creation has personal characteristics, but I'm still not convinced that this has any bearing on us. His agenda, as you say, seems to be with something else in the universe. It seems to me that we are an accidental feature to the whole thing. You talk a lot about God suffering for us. But why would God suffer the way you say He does for creatures as insignificant as us? I could see how people believed this back in the Middle Ages when they thought the earth was the center of everything. But we now know that the earth is this little insignificant planet in a relatively small solar system, in a relatively small galaxy, which is located nowhere in particular in an incomprehensibly large universe. So what's the big deal about us? Why couldn't it be that He has a purpose for the universe, but we are simply not a part of it? Is there anything to suggest that we are that important, or important at all? I've got a few more questions on my mind, but I'll hold them till a later date. That's all for now. Lots of love, Dad.
February 4th, 1990. Dear Dad, you're still stuck on the notion that humans are too small to be important in the total scheme of things. I suspect, Dad, that you're caught in the fairly common assumption that small equals unimportant. It's frequently assumed that because we are so small in the physical scheme of things, we can't be important in the spiritual scheme of things. But why should we assume this? Do we regard elephants as more important than human babies because they're bigger? Is Jupiter more important than Earth because it's 100 times larger? What's size got to do with anything? If anything, it seems to me that God...